I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Ethiopian army announced on Saturday that it has taken full control of Mekele, the capital of the Tigray region. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement, "God bless Ethiopia and its people. We have entered Mekele without innocent civilians becoming targets." The leader of Tigray People's Liberation Front Forces, also called the TPLF, told Reuters news organization they were not giving up. He accused government forces of brutality and resolved that the TPLF will fight, in his words, to the last. Prime Minister Abiy said in a statement that the government aims to rebuild, repair, and help people who have fled to return to their homes. He said the leaders of the TPLF will be arrested and tried. It's not clear if any of those leaders have surrendered. The TPLF ran the Tigray regional government and dominated the federal government for more than a quarter century until Abiy was elected in 2018. Abiy first sent government troops into Tigray on November 4th, saying the TPLF had attacked a government military base. Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission on Tuesday issued a preliminary report alleging at least 600 people had been killed in the Tigray region town of Maikadra on November 9th. Echoing similar findings by a November 12th Amnesty International report. Nearly 1 million people have been displaced, including more than 43,000 refugees who have fled the violence to neighboring Sudan. The International Rescue Committee said Friday it's extremely concerned about an impending humanitarian disaster. And the World Health Organization has announced it is sending a team of 10 scientists to Wuhan, China, to investigate how COVID-19